You start.
Is it bad that Mahomes sounds like Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel from The Simpsons to me? That might be a little bit insensitive. He sounds a lot like him, though. Hey, Mom, get off the dang roof! To Martha Stewart, I ask.
What are you doing?
Going for the big dog here. Look, I am generally not a superstitious guy. I went through a phase where I used to knock on wood anytime anybody would say anything positive about the 49ers because I was sure that it would only lead to ruin. We all saw how that worked out for me, so I pretty much gave up on it. But one sport you cannot mess with in terms of superstitions is baseball. And the Yankees' Michael Pineda had a perfect game for the Yankees through 7 innings against the Rays. He was masterful and unhittable. That is, until Martha Stewart, the felon and known conspirator of Snoop D-O-double-G, in her infinite wisdom, decided to tweet about it. It's the top of the 7th here at Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees are pitching a perfect game versus the Tampa Rays. Literally, 3 minutes of real time after that tweet was sent, Evan Longoria hit a double and ended the perfecto. The no-hitter, everything. Look, Martha, there's a reason we don't step on foul lines. There's a reason Wade Boggs only ate chicken before games. There's a reason, and get this, Justin Verlander only eats 3 crunchy taco supremes with no tomato, a cheesy gordita crunch, and a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell before every start. And it isn't because he has an affinity for strange bowel movements. It's because superstitions matter in baseball. You owe Michael Pineda a perfect game, Martha, as we ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, somebody just texted that they thought Cletus right off the bat, too.
You're right. He sounds exactly from Mahomes. Like him. Hey, Brandine, you all wear these to your job interview? Nah, they just scuff up the topless dancing runway.
How about this one? To the Chicago Cubs, I ask.
What are you doing?
108 diamonds? You needed that many in each ring.
That's a lot.
Why do I have a vision of Marie Antoinette's Let Them Eat Cake? Though I don't believe Thomas Ricketts ends up facing the guillotine, at least not in the north side. Sometimes teams win a title and get really annoying. The 1986 Giants all wrote books, including Mark Bavaro, Phil McConkey, and Jim Burt. If you didn't know history, you'd assume the Bears won 6 titles in the 80s instead of 1. They had flags raised like an army after a successful invasion. Last night, ex-players. I get it's been 108 years and we're all on board. It was a heck of a run. But like somebody tweeted out yesterday, they saw a guy here in Eugene with a Cubs hat, Patriot t-shirt, and Cleveland Cavalier jacket. So my answer is don't. Just don't, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Is that like the biggest ring in the history of the world? 108 diamonds on it? How do you fit that? Okay, they must be the smallest diamonds. Anyway, to the 30 NFL players who participated in the Pro Football Arm Wrestling Championships in Vegas, I ask.
What are you doing?
How about a nice appetizer of the kind of stuff the NFL is going to have to deal with now that the Raiders are moving to Vegas? About 30 former and current NFL players, including Marshawn Lynch, Navarro Bowman, James Harrison, Raiders punter Marquette King, they all decided it was a good idea to participate in an arm wrestling competition in Vegas. Basically, they arm wrestle for money, which a portion of which will end up going to charity, which is basically fine, other than the fact that it took place in the MGM Grand. League rules very specific about players making promotional appearances inside casinos or other gambling-related establishments. An NFL spokesman said that if any of the players or agents or managers or anyone had asked them about it beforehand, they would have told them that it directly went against NFL betting policy, but they didn't, so now the players involved face fines and possibly more. Remember, actually, Tony Romo tried to do a fantasy football thing in Vegas, and the NFL told him that he couldn't. Hope you like headaches, NFL, because this is how you get headaches, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Will Cain, former CNN numbnuts and current ESPN numbnuts, I ask.
What are you doing?
Official title.
First in 2015, he played the climate change as hoax card, and now somehow, despite never offering sports commentary, landed a gig at ESPN, though they also had Skip Bayless work for them. Then yesterday he spoke against that terrific display of sportsmanship we saw from Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia, somehow bringing Tiger Woods into it, saying he never would have acted in that manner. Well, against Zach Johnson in the BMW Championship or against Y.E. Yang at the 2009 PGA Championship, Tiger frequently engaged guys who made great shots in the heat of the moment. Remember, what he did in his private life is one thing, but his public demeanor on a golf course, he kind of, aside from the cursing, he kind of learned that from Jack and Arnie. But only a moron desperate for attention would find a negative in how those two carried themselves over that legendary back nine, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Tiger always went against everything I was taught as a kid what not to do in golf. It was kind of crazy. Like, you brought it up, so it made me think of it. Because, like, he would curse after hitting shots. He would throw his clubs down. I was always taught, like, never, ever, ever do that.
Right,
or you're
going to
get kicked off the course, basically. Unless you're Tiger Woods.
But with his fellow golfers, yeah. He was always, you know, nucks and give you five, a nice shot.
No,
and,
totally. That's
and
cool.
All that. He's
camaraderie.
Yeah.
I get it. To Richard Sherman, I ask.
What are you doing?
Usual suspects. Remember last week when everyone was reporting that the Seahawks were talking to teams about trading Sherman? We all asked the question, man, Sherman isn't really that old and he's still productive. What are the Seahawks thinking here? Then they asked Sherman about it on 710 Radio in Seattle. And he said, I wouldn't want to leave this city in my guise, but I understand it's a business and organizational philosophies change. That all sounds fine. But here's the problem. Richard Sherman requested the trade. Adam Schefter reported on SportsCenter that Sherman was the one who asked John Schneider to look into trading him, so Schneider and the franchise obliged him. Look, the trade is not going to happen. Seattle apparently is asking for like a first-round pick in return, and it's generally bad business to trade a first-rounder for a 28-year-old corner who is coming off a few injuries. But is there a more Seahawks move than a player acting like he's the bigger man and that trade talks don't affect him when he was the one who told the team to try to trade him? Bruh. You lame, bruh, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And finally, to profootball.com, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I get it. Social media is used by many in our industry to pitch themselves. In the middle of the Final Four or Super Bowl, you'll see a conference Twitter account updating the water polo match between Stanford and Arizona State. And you're like, really, now? So today at 1:44, at Pro Football Talk tweeted out, Packers waive Mankington Dorlian.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Fake person.
Out of Northern Iowa, appeared in parts of four games, made one tackle as a rookie, and I get our obsession with the NFL, but the waving of a guy no one ever heard of in the middle of a day for a social media account that has 1.14 million followers, I think that's a case of social media running amok and somebody hitting the send button, as we ask.
What are you doing?
That is a fake person. You know what? And we were talking about this before the show started. I think one day they should just, and not an April Fool's Day because everybody would be expecting it, but just make up a player who got cut and just see if anybody reacts.
Catches
to
on.
It. Yeah. So just the at NFL handle reports that Field Yates is reporting that so-and-so got cut from the Giants today.
Right.
And see if anybody responds.
Octavio Farmer waived by the Eagles.
Perfect. Outside linebacker, Octavio Farmer.
Guarantee you could follow a text. Did you hear Philly? Did you hear we released Farmer today?
We need
to draft a corner now.
Perfect.
That would be awesome.
When are they going to address the outside linebacker depth?
I can't believe it. And remember we were talking about, we thought he would be an impact player when they drafted him last year? Oh, that's beautiful.